And if I get rocked for my kids, is that real?
Even though what we do is wrong,
we still hustle till the sun come up. Tackle 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter, y'all better bundle up. And I better be a hotter summer rapper onion just to rock it down. You hot now, listen up. Don't you know cops' sole purpose is to lock us down?
All right, here we go. Another week is coming gone. A week after we made history, the first live look back. There'll be a second one. But we're back to our normal situation. As you know, right now, it's just the three of us. John will be joining us here shortly. But obviously, man, it's about effing time. We finally beat Andy Reid. We finally beat The Rocket and Patrick Mahomes. We went to Kansas City. Monday night, biggest Monday night game of the year, biggest regular season game of the year by far, and we took care of our business. Not saying it was perfect. It was not. The first half was a drag and a mess. It was not good. Five sacks. Jalen Hurts got sacked five times, and, you know, Chiefs were doing their business, but in the second half, the Chiefs' weakness got exposed when they can't score. The strength of their talent obviously started to show up, and the Eagles found a way, not perfectly, but found a way to make the critical stops on defense and to get the offense going in a way to take the game from them, from the 17-7 deficit to a 21-17 result. Obviously, it was not perfect, like I said, and it was a drag and it was a struggle. I gave up my bowling for this. This is one of the rare times I do that during the season. But obviously, it was a great feeling and a great atmosphere at Chickie and Pete's where I was at watching the game. And obviously, everybody should be excited because nobody can talk crap about this Eagles team and who they said they couldn't beat or what they can't beat. If you can beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, that you can be anybody in this league anywhere. That's my opinion. But obviously, this was not an easy game. Like any at most games this Eagles season, it's been the thrill of our pants to the very end. So, gentlemen, your thoughts on this game? I mean, obviously, some have some positive and some have some negative to think about. So go ahead.
All right. Well, I mean, the good with this game, I mean, it was W. We got the win, you know. I mean, it was ugly. It was not a good game by the Eagles. Let's be honest. They didn't play well. They got lucky. But we came away with the W, and that's the biggest thing. Beyond that, in terms of the good parts of the game, DeAndre Swift, you know, I mean, we didn't do much on offense, but Swift was good, man. 12 carries, 76 yards, a touchdown, three receptions, 31 yards. I mean, he made a bunch of big plays for us. And I mean, without him, we would have lost this game because nobody else in this offense did much. Even Jalen Hurts didn't have a good game. AJ Brown shut down. We did have a big play there at the end of the game from Devontae Smith. And we'll get to that. But yeah, Swift was awesome. Defensively, I mean, we let up 17 points to the Chiefs. Granted, their offense isn't as good as it was, but we're talking about Patrick Mahomes. He threw for 43 passing attempts, just 177 yards passing, two touchdowns, one interception. I mean, he didn't do much. He did nothing. I shouldn't even say he did not much. He did almost nothing. And in the second half, obviously, we pitched the shutout. Bradley Roby with that big play towards the end of the game, causing the Travis Kelce fumble. Travis Kelce, you know, Kevin Bayard, he was the main guy tasked with covering Kelce, and Kelce didn't do much. Seven receptions, 44 yards. He did have that short touchdown. Okay. But, you know, you're talking about the best tight end in the league. He had 44 yards on seven receptions. That's not even, I mean, that's nothing. That's nothing. So he did nothing. And then you got to give Sean Desai some credit with the way the defense played, man. I mean, he's been, the defense has been hit or miss this year, but again, we let up 17 points total, 0 points in the second half to the Chiefs. Desai made some great adjustments at halftime, and we shut him down. And then one last good part of the game, I would say for Jalen Hurts, he didn't have a great game, but he did enough to get us the victory. He came up big towards the end of the game. Second half, we got up 14 points. We got that big drive at the end of the game, and we did just enough to get the victory. And Hurts obviously was part of that. Bad parts of the game. First half offensive line was terrible. And I'll get to the game plan in a second, but our offensive line, I mean, we left 5 sacks in the first half. They were bringing the house and we couldn't handle it. And we had no answer in the first half. So our offensive line was bad, and our run defense, we let up 168 yards rushing. Second half, we tightened up a bit, but still 168 yards rushing. We're better than that. We know that. We've been a dominant run defense all year, and that's what really helped put us in a hole. MVP of the game, I'm giving Kevin Bayard. Again, he had that big interception, and he shut down, for the most part, Travis Kelce. I mean, this guy was – I liked what I saw of the guy. Obviously, he needed some time to learn the playbook and get used to the team. Coming off the bye week, he came up big for us. I liked the way he played. And one last thing, I'm going to give one more award out, and I'm calling this the Donkey Award, the Ass Award. And I'm giving it to Brian Johnson. You know, I mean, this guy – I've been patient all year with this guy, but he has not learned how to call a play, how to call a game. I mean, he might be a good coach. He might know some stuff. He helped groom Jalen Hurts, but as a play caller, he's been below average all year. And this last game, he was terrible, terrible. This game plan was awful. I mean, we're consistently calling 5-step drops, and the Chiefs are bringing the heat every play. I mean, Hurts is dropping back, and he doesn't even have time to look because he's under pressure. When you're facing a relentless blitz like that, you got to adjust. You got to call delayed handoffs. You got to call misdirection, screens, and I'm not talking about bubble screens to the wide receiver. I'm talking about actual screen passes to the running back, which when we did call it, by the way. DeAndre Swift made big plays.
Yes.
You know, that's how you get that blitz to back off. And then once they actually back off, that's when you hit them with the 5-step deep pass, which, by the way, after we threw 500 bubble screens and a couple of screens to DeAndre Swift, we went deep to Devontae Smith. And guess what? Down at the 1-yard line, set up the game winning touchdown. I mean, it's basic football, you know? So that was terrible. He did make some adjustments at halftime, and the offense was better, but it still wasn't good. It wasn't consistent. There's no flow to the way we're calling plays. You know, when you're calling plays, it's almost like a movie. You know, you're setting it up. You're putting the story together. You're not just like, oh, let's throw the ball here. There has to be a reason why you're doing stuff. And you're setting it up. You're going to call these – you're going to run these screens. They're going to blitz. Okay, we're going to screen. We're going to hit delays. We're going to do all this. And then we're going to hit you with the big play. We're not going to just come out and just keep trying to go run 5-step drops and throw the ball deep. And there's no like story to this offense. It's just let's just run this play. It's like some kid calling plays on Madden, you know. it's just not going to work. He's new, great. We're past half the season. You can say Steichen sucked the first half of the year in 2 years ago, but he got it together by the end of October. So I'm jumping off the Brian Johnson bandwagon until he shows me something against a good team.
Yeah. The first half, I was just thinking, man, what's going on? Except the first three drives where we were even. We stopped them three and out. They stopped us three and out. They got a touchdown. Then we got our touchdown. So I'm like, okay, this is what I expect. Two even teams, rematch of the Super Bowl. Both had their bye week, so they're both coming in fresh. Look like we got ourselves quite a game. And then the Eagles, like I said, the offensive line just looked really sad. And the defensive line, like the lines just look rough that first half. Yeah. We were getting blasted, and then we were getting run over by Pacheco. That character, I'm tired of that guy. It almost seems like he seems to really do it to us. Like, I watch him a lot of times during the season. I don't see that much out of him. But, man, the second half of the Super Bowl and the first half of this game, that guy just seemed to be fired up. But and then they took the 10-point lead in the half, which we had 10-point lead in the Super Bowl with them at the half. So I said, okay, we're going to have to do what they did to us in the second half. And we actually did even better. The first half, we gave up, I think, 114, 115 yards on the ground.
And it was over 100.
And we only averaged giving up 62. We're the best in the league. And so that seemed felt very weird. And so in the end, they get 168 yards rushing, which is way too much to give up. Yet only 168 yards passing. So not so shabby. When you look at the QB stats, both quarterbacks, nothing that impressive. You know, even Mahomes with the two touchdown passes, still 24 for 43, 177 yards, and that ugly floating pick by our new friend, who, you know, I was concerned about him, especially when they released that stat to me the day before, saying I heard on the radio that all year he had no interceptions, no forced fumbles, what was the third one? It was forced fumbles.
No pass.
No pass deflections.
Yeah,
I did not deflect the pass things once, but then last night, Monday night, he grabs an interception. Looked great leaping catch. And then you realize he was guarding Kelce all night, and you think, okay, maybe he is doing something. Maybe he is being enough of a nuisance, keeping Mahomes from even wanting to throw that way. And the only thing besides the touchdown pass that he got, which was with the help of an illegal screen, I shouldn't say totally illegal, but it was within 5 yards, so he came and bumped someone a little bit. But the ball's in the air, he got disengaged. But overall, he played his better night, his best night that we have. And Brother Swift, the real Swift.
Yeah,
you have to look at the other Swift. We had the real Swift on the field who was running through them. And so it's good to see him back with 12 carries and 76 yards on the ground. And like you mentioned, Matt, about the screens, I was like, what's with these wide receiver screens that they keep doing back to back? That was totally, I mean, that one should have been intercepted. That's what is going on here. And then I was like, y'all just won't stop doing that. And then when you finally say, throw it to Swift, boom, there you go. That's what you're supposed to do. But don't throw a flat screen out to Devontae Smith. Let him do what he does. And let's go deep. That's what they finally did. They shut down AJ. They kept him covered. That's fine. That's why we have other talents on our team. And so it's good to see that the Eagles once again figured out a way to win a game that was not going in their favor and shut out the team in the second half. This is the third time, not fourth, but definitely Tampa Bay, Miami, fourth, and the Rams. Second half shutouts. Just smothering the team the second half. So that's showing me that there's some good coaching going on at halftime. And as you mentioned about the side, making some good adjustments because the running game got slowed down to the point where they stopped using it. And they know they can't catch. But we forced them to start throwing the ball. So good job on him. Good job on the D. It feels great to be 9-1 to have that cushion, that nice cushion, a two-game cushion over Dallas and everyone else in the NFC, except for Detroit. I don't pay Detroit much attention, but they are 8-2. So, here we go. Feeling good. See Buffalo next week.
All right, for me, the first half I couldn't watch because I was working. The second half, they started to figure things some out, and the defense played really well, and we just came back from behind and showed that we were the better team. So, it could have went either way at the end, but, we prevailed, so we're 9-1.
Well, like I said, I mentioned it's about fucking time we beat Andy Reid. I'm just tired of losing to him. It's just almost like you kind of prejudge the fact that of all the success he had here, even though it wasn't really much success, but he did win a lot of regular season games, did a lot to turn this franchise into believers and not over and not underachieve. Well, they were underachievers, but this team would be a franchise. So. But even though that's now a decade ago and he's done a great job in Kansas City, it's just he's always had our numbers. And then the Super Bowl loss in February really got under my skin from a distance because of the fact that this should have been our championship. And they're all celebrating. They got their rings, the great ceremony and everything else. And now they got the girl and all this other stuff and everything else. I'm so happy to see that we finally did it. I knew we were going to win, even though it wasn't good early. But one thing that helps us, and you brought it up, Kwame, is that the Eagles in the second half, their defense finds a way to turn up and shut down teams. But Matt, we talked about this in the preseason. The Chiefs. What do they have when Travis Kelce's out of the lineup? They don't have much. They don't have a Tyreek Hill anymore to take the cap off the defense. They don't have a consistent running game. Maybe they kind of surprised all of us by running the ball, but their running game isn't their best in the league.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, Mahomes, you can make him look foolish and mistake prone. I mean, it's not often, and it's not many teams have done it, but this is the weakest group of offense that Patrick Mahomes has had in his career. And you can tell in the second half, he was just hoping and praying that somebody would catch the ball. And of course, the highlight of the game, probably the biggest highlight of the game, y'all didn't bring this up, was Valdez Scantling missed touchdown. Luckily, they did not catch that. And I couldn't believe he didn't catch it, but hey, that's the difference between us talking about a win and not talking about a win. So, but obviously the defense played great in the second half. They played great for most of the game. Kevin Byard, like I said, he knows how to play Mahomes in Tennessee. He picked him off, I think, what is it, third interception off of Mahomes in his career? So, I mean – the team, like I said, I mean, it was a great win, and this really sets us up big time for the long term. That this schedule, I mean, it's still a hard schedule, don't get me wrong, but that's two games in this hard schedule. We're 2-0. Obviously, Buffalo has momentum again, or you can say they have momentum. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. The Kelly Greens will be back. I'm sure everybody's excited for that. The Kelly Greens are back. And then obviously we'll see how that game goes, how we stop big game Josh and shut down Stephon Diggs and those guys. Could be tough, but we're at home. We will be more prepared. Not a team that runs the ball well either. So, I mean, obviously Josh Allen has struggled with turnovers, probably the most more turnover prone quarterback than Hurts has been this year. But then again, Hurts hasn't been as turnover prone. It's just making whatever mistakes, but should be a very interesting game on Friday. You think it's Friday? It's on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens in that game, and then obviously we'll see what moves on with Kansas City, because they have some issues. they got exposed with the drops and the fact that their weaknesses shown up, and the Eagles were able to exploit that. So, like I said, mission accomplished there. We'll see what happens moving forward. Like I said, this is kind of an abbreviated version of the look back tonight. It is Thanksgiving week, Matt's favorite time of the year, because he always has to talk about the games that couldn't. But unlike in previous years, those two teams are actually contenders. They're threatening the Eagles. But we'll get to that, and we'll get to that at the end. Normally, we're going to move on to our segments now. As fantasy's getting down to it, we're getting down to the end of the regular season in fantasy. So I'm sure John has some questions for Matt here, and we'll see what happens here. So fire him away.
Well, so this one's going to actually be a little special edition too, because I have one crazy fantasy statistic that I will share. But we'll start with the questions here. I got over under 14 for Raheem Mostert.
That's going to be an over. The Jets, they got a good pass D, but their rush defense is not good. And Miami, I mean, I haven't seen anything about it yet, but I'm just assuming A-Chain is going to be out this week. So you're talking about Raheem Mostert is the main back. He's going to have a big game. I'm going with the over.
All right. And the next one is over under 11 for James Conner.
James Conner. So Arizona, 11. It's kind of I think it'll be right around 11. I'm going to go with the over. Just because I think he'll score a touchdown, but I'd say he'll end up right around 11 points.
Yeah, one site said he could go off and get 20 touches and this and that. But yeah, we'll see. So I got next one is over under 12 for wide receiver Michael Pittman of my Colts. Mm-hmm.
I don't have much faith in the Colts, I'm sorry to say, but Tampa Bay is pretty bad, their pass defense.
That's in your hometown there.
Yeah, Tampa. Yeah. I think the Colts are going to have to throw the ball in this game. I know they like to run it with Taylor, but I think they are going to have to throw the ball a lot because Tampa Bay's rush defense is historically good over the last, like, 3 or 4 years since Tom Brady got there. And their pass defense is terrible. So, I'll go with the over in both points, PPR and regular.
Okay. And then the last one is over under 12 fantasy points for Rob's favorite receiver, Odell Beckham.
No. I got no faith in that guy. I'm not giving him anything. I'm going with the under.
Yeah. Is he one of your frauds? Because he's doing okay.
Yeah. I want nothing to do with him. I got zero fantasy teams. I have him.
Yeah, me too. But my crazy stat here is Justin Jefferson, despite missing 6 games this year, he has more fantasy points than Chris Godwin of your Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, I avoided all Bucks this year too.
So, I mean, that doesn't surprise me because I think Jefferson's a much better receiver. But I was watching a YouTube video and somebody said that, and I was like, wow, that's kind of surprising. But that tells you fantasy this year, though.
Yeah. Coming in the year, I wanted nothing to do with any Bucks player at all. So, yeah, that's a good stat. Not super surprising, but. Justin Jefferson should be back this weekend, I think. So he's going to – I'm looking at Josh Dobbs. Actually, no, they play tomorrow, right? Thursday.
No, Vikings
don't. Yeah, they play Monday. They
Monday
play
night Monday. Game. Monday night game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they got the
Monday against the Bears. That should be a good game.
Yeah.
But that is it for this week.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Kwame, you're next. Go ahead. Play the music.
Oh, look at that. We're getting there. sooner than I thought. I also was having apologized for not having any highlights because I think due to my limited hard drive space, it's not playing. It pulls up, but the video won't play. So apologize for that. But
you can maybe insert it.
Yeah, I could. That's possible. Excuse me. See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, F you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, F you, and I F her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. All right, FU segment. The first one goes out to the NFL. Who told you guys to have a Black Friday football game? What is that about? I kept seeing promos for some Friday game, and I kept thinking, they made a mistake. That can't be right. There's no game on Friday. What's going on? And then I had to look it up. Yes. So we now only have to have three Thanksgiving games now. Now we got a Black Friday game. This is getting really stupid. And what you're doing, speaking of money, what you're doing is watering down your NFL Red Zone product and NFL ticket product. Because if people can get games all week long, I don't need the package. You see what I'm saying? So if you keep doing it, people are going to start cutting back. So start using your head, NFL. Start using your head. Not do I have to games all week long? So that's to you, NFL. Number two, F you, Reed. We finally beat you. It's crazy. Didn't think it would take this long. It's a shame. It's such a regular season game and not the game I really want to beat you in. But I'm happy to finally beat your big old ass in your house on a cold, rainy night in Kansas City. Oh, that felt good. Good to have the right Swift and not to see the wrong Swift because she was stuck in South America or something like that. And poor Travis didn't know what to do with himself. He went out there fumbling. Went out there dropping passes because his baby wasn't there. So to Reed and the Chiefs, F you. And finally, when I tell you why, you'll see why I'm about to bring up this one. But double to the Washington Commanders. You bastards got swept by the Giants. The Giants? Are you serious? Your boy DeVito threw three touchdowns and no picks? DeVito? Are you kidding me? And I made the dumb, and I repeat, dumb mistake of picking you in my picks for the knockout pool. I'm out. Ooh. Thank you, Washington. Thank you very much.
No. Hey, I won. I did.
I cannot believe that. I mean, the Giants started the game, marched right down the field, 7-0. I'm like, okay, Washington get it together. But they never got it together. They never led to the New York Giants, who now swept them. But for some reason, Sam Howell and company plays us like they're world beaters. But you can't beat the... Oh, gosh. I'm so done. I am so done.
I just beat the best team in the world. I just beat Washington. Look at me. I'm the best.
Freaking Washington. Oh, my gosh. And
Guess what?
Yes.
You're not the only one that feels sorry about picking Washington. We'll get to that here in just a moment.
Somebody picked the NFL East team for once.
Yeah. I know. So, honorable mention, of course, Cowboy fans all pumped up about the Panthers. Oh man, it's the Panthers, man. Cowboy, they got one win. We finally got to see Miles. I saw him during the red zone get a couple of good carries. But poor Miles, just buried down there in the Carolinas. But I know he chose it. That's where he is. So that's it for me. And F you to all. Oops. See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, F you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, F you, and I F her too. Said if I was
ready. All right, well, like I said, some of us had our ways and some of us didn't have our ways. Nobody went perfect this week in our bets, but somebody went 0-2. Who was that this week? And I said, making decisions. We're trying to see who's going to win this season, but y'all keep bringing me back into it as bad as I've been this year. And I will admit how bad I've been. But I wasn't the one that went 0-2 this week. So, Matt, you figure out who went 0-2 this week do we redeem ourselves this week.
Well, maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but I got every single person here going 1-1. So,
Yeah, that's true. I think he covered Minnesota, right?
Yeah, Rob. So, you might not want to run your mouth, man. We had the most mediocre week possible. So, yeah, we'll start Rob thinks 1-0-2, but
they lost by one.
What's that?
I said, yeah, Vikings went and lost by one. So, yeah, you covered that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he picked Washington.
Yeah, he did.
I also picked Minnesota. Yeah. So, that's 1-1.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yep.
Wait a minute, Minnesota was favorite, right?
Wasn't Minnesota was getting
Denver was favorite.
Oh, I don't even remember now.
Yeah. So you might want to start talking shit yet, man.
Oh yeah. Well, I tell you, I don't even know where we're at this point of the year. I can't use math anymore, so it don't really matter. I'm not in first place, so it don't really matter.
See, you got to get your facts straight there. Tell them, Matt.
Okay, so yeah, so like we just said, okay, so I took Minnesota getting 2.5. They lost the game, but they lost by one. So I covered there at least. And like Kwame, I thought Washington was going to blow them out. And I did not pick them in the suicide pool. I almost did. I made a pick, and then I thought about changing it to Washington, but I decided against it. But
smart move.
But yeah, this NFC East, man, it does it to me every year. I'm just done with him. So okay, I will win one. Kwame, you right off the bat, you went back to the well that keeps delivering for you. That's the Eagles, and once again, they got it for you, man. They were getting 2.5 and won it outright. Obviously, we've already talked about them. And but you also went 1-1. You took the
I almost gave them the FU.
Pulled that out, man. They put
I didn't want them to even win after that. I wanted them to lose with me. Don't win without me, man.
Yeah. I was really hoping they'd lose that game. And when I saw that they actually won it, I was like, damn it. But yeah, they were giving up 8. They were giving up 8 and they won it, but freaking Chicago, man. I'll tell you. They suck.
12-point lead. Fourth quarter.
Unbelievable. Then John, you went 1-1 as well. You took Detroit. That was the loss. But when we get to you took Dallas giving up 10.5, which when we get to it, that was the team that I took in the suicide pool.
So did I. Yeah,
so you went 1-1, and then Rob also went 1-1. You started off, which I told you on Sunday, I thought that was going to be a bad pick. Miami giving up 13. I told you that was going to be a one-score game.
The damn Raiders, they actually played a defensive game. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. But San Francisco.
That was a C in my pants. That was a C in my pants. They really should have gave me another L because at the end, the defense really surprised me and made Baker Mayfield submit, but that should have been an L there.
Yeah, I know. They
blew a 20-point lead.
Yeah, but they pulled it out, so we all went 1-1.
Yeah.
The most mediocre week we've ever had here, so, you know. So the ranking or the standings now, I'm currently still first place with a record of 11-9-2. John's in second place, one game behind me at 10-10-2. Kwame, you're one game behind John at 9-11-2. So you played two games behind me. And then last place, the loser. The big loser of the group.
The master.
Yeah, the self-proclaimed master. Rob, man, 9-11-1. Last place.
It's actually 9-12-1.
Yeah, 12-12. Yeah, sorry. I looked at it wrong. Yeah, 9-12-1.
Still close, though. As weird as it is, it's still very close.
Oh, yeah, it's a tight competition.
Nobody's really dominating at this point.
No.
So, can you pull it up? Are you allowed to pull this up?
Which is that? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Yep. I can show that.
So we can know what I'm picking this week. Because now it gets critical because it's Thanksgiving. So somebody's going to have to pick tomorrow, potentially, and then figure out Sunday as well. Do you dare to pick Friday's game? Been only two Friday games the last 50 years.
Yeah. I know. Friday. Crazy.
All right. So I'll start it off. First game I picked right off the bat, I went to Monday night. I took Minnesota last week. I'm going right back to that Minnesota well. They're giving up 3.5 at home against the Bears. The Bears stink. I've already told you a million times Justin Fields stinks. Minnesota's going to crush them. So, especially if Justin Jefferson comes back, then it's not going to be pretty. So, Minnesota, I'm taking, giving up 3.5. And then this one, I'm not going to – I'll say who I was going to pick after you guys make your picks. But I do have it here. I can't show you. I wrote this down for myself, and then I crossed it out. And I went with a different game. So I'm going to the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game.
Oh.
You know, my lock of the week, I actually gave you two locks of the week last week. And but my main lock of the week was Buffalo. I told you with the new offensive coordinator, they were going to have some extra energy. And it was going to be a different offense. And it was. Just like, you know, with Las Vegas when they fired McDaniels and Antonio Pierce came in, they had extra energy, and they've been playing well the last few weeks. And I think it's going to happen here with Pittsburgh. They just fired Matt Canada. The team hates him. I mean, every player on that offense is ready to kill that guy. They finally got rid of him. I think this team's going to have is going to do something special this week. Maybe not special, but they're going to turn it around this week, I should say. And Cincinnati with Joe Burrow out with what's his name, Browning at quarterback or something like that.
Yeah,
they're only getting 1 point. I'm going with that one all day. Pittsburgh is gonna win by at least two scores.
Okay, yeah, man, what an amazing firing! I mean, that when I heard the numbers that this is the first in season firing of a coach or coordinator by the Steelers since almost World War II, 1947. The Steelers are so known for the consistency and loyalty. They never can anybody to midseason, so you know it's bad. Even when they're a winning team. But they just cannot score or move that ball. So they finally had to have a mutiny. Got him up out of there. So, all right, for me, even though there was talk of a bump up from a firing of a coach, I still don't have much faith in them, but I still have faith in my boys. I'm staying home with the Eagles. Even after a Monday night game and a short rest, they're coming home. They're playing a team that's mistake prone. Well, Josh Allen's mistake prone. So I think the Eagles will gather at least two turnovers. At the minimum, we might give up one. And I think the Eagles will win another dog fight, another slap down, drag out fight, slow down their offense, and win probably similar score, or maybe 24-20, something like that. So give me Philly minus the 3. And I may go with the other leader. It could be a Super Bowl preview one. It won't be a preview, but you're not going to meet. But I might go to AFC leader, old Baltimore out west, playing the Chargers. Chargers just stink. And they stink more at home than on the road. To me, or maybe it's just perception, but they just seem they're always underdogs at home. If you notice, they this past few weeks, they've been road favorites and home dogs. So I'm going with the best of the best of the NFC and the best of the AFC, and with 3.5.
Okay. All right. My first one's going to be a Thursday tomorrow game. I'm going to go 49ers to cover against the Seahawks. And then I'm going to go, I'm going to be a little risky. I'm going to go with the Texans plus one over the Jags.
They're actually plus
I think the 49ers is – I think that's a riskier one than even that one. I think, to me, I like the Seahawks on that one. That's a lot to cover. That's a lot. But Texans looking nice. Looking real nice.
Man. Ooh. Scroll down. Oh, man. Oh, my God. These picks are horrible this week. All right, I'm going to take the Broncos. I'll take them outright. They're at home. Browns defense is not as good on the road. Broncos are a hot team. So give me the Broncos. I'll take that. Oh, my God. Look at these picks. I mean, God sakes. And then, do I have to take a Thanksgiving game? Do I really have to take a Thanksgiving game? I mean, Commanders are a 13-point dog. But then again, it is the Cowboys, and they're at home.
Yeah.
Sam Howell. I can't trust him. No.
Yeah, Cowboys are actually Cowboys are actually 5-0 against Washington, I think, on Thanksgiving.
There's always this one. The Patriots, road favorites.
No. You know what? Even though I'll go on a limb and I thought I would not pick them anymore, let me look at this.
That's embarrassing. Black Friday
game. This is Black Friday game.
Which one?
The Jets are 9.5-point dogs.
Oh, Jets and Dolphins.
The Dolphins. Now, if the Dolphins are playing defensively and they got covered, you know what? I'll go on a limb. I don't know who this Tim Boyle is. He can't be any worse than Zach Wilson. I'm not worried about him. I think the defense will slow down Tyreek Hill. It's a weird game at a weird time. It's the weirdest game on this list. Obviously, it's your favorite game, Kwame, because you talked about it already. And we're about to preview it. So give me the Jets to cover the 9. Give me that. They'll cover the 9.5.
Okay.
They'll cover the 9.5. So won't win out. Not picking them outright, but
yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those weird games, like an international game. Weird. Makes no sense. Yeah. But give me the Jets.
Okay. Man, how disrespectful the Giants, man. They're home dogs to a 2-18. I mean, gosh. And that same team swept Washington.
Your boy DeVito will take care of it. Remember, Goodfellas 3 coming out next year, starring Tommy DeVito. Look at me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it today.
Oh, my gosh. Nuts. But I can't touch that recap. Game.
All right. All right. So I'm taking Minnesota, giving up 3.5 to Chicago. And Cincinnati, Pittsburgh giving 1 to Cincinnati. Kwame, you're taking the Eagles giving up 3 to Buffalo. And Kansas City is giving 9 to the Raiders. John?
Oh, no, I picked Baltimore.
He's doing Ravens.
Oh, I thought you said Kansas City.
Oh. No, I picked Baltimore. I said the best team in AFC. That's probably what you thought. But they're now the best team.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they're giving 3.5 to the Chargers.
Yeah.
I like that one. Okay. I don't know where – I don't know why I got thought KC. Maybe you just said best team.
Yeah.
Went right to KC.
Yeah. But nope, they're the new number one team. 8-3.
Okay. John, you're taking San Fran giving up 7 to Seattle, which you know what? I know Kwame didn't like that one, but I do. I think Geno Smith is going to have a rough one this week. And then Houston getting 1.5.
They said they might start Drew Luck.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't see that, but yeah, that would be nice if they did for you. And then Houston getting 1.5, so I like that one. I think Houston can win that one outright.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rob, you got Denver giving up 1.5. I like that pick too. And the Jets. That was my other pick. This game was my other pick that I crossed out, except you took the team I picked to lose. You took the Jets getting 9.5. I was going to take Miami. I think this is going to be a blowout. I mean, this is going to be bad, but we'll see. But so you got Denver giving up 1.5 and the Jets getting 9.5.
We'll see. I mean, I'll probably go 1-1 this well. I could go 0-2. Or shockingly, I could hit my head and go 2-0. You never know. Yeah. That's the latter won't happen, but I should get a win in one of these. One of these I should win.
Yeah.
Remember? Saved.
All right. So, All right. Let's get to our surprises and disappointments here quickly for this past week 11, 7-11.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go mine. My surprise was just the Giants, and I mean, obviously I picked the Redskins. I almost picked them in the suicide pool. Kwame picked them in the suicide pool. I mean, and they got their asses kicked by Danny DeVito. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I was surprised by that one. But I'm going with a disappointment, which actually,
yes,
another thing Kwame picked, but I'm going with the disappointment as for the Bears. I mean, they had that game won. They had that game won. They gave it away to the stinking Lions. We could have been up 2 games.
Yes.
Everybody in the NFC. So I was disappointed with the Bears, even though I had no faith in them, and I have no faith in Justin Fields, and I never will, but yes, still.
Yeah,
that game won and gave it away.
Yeah, well, my disappointment is obvious. Just thinking Washington. Oh, my gosh. I mean, look, looking at these numbers right here. They got Commanders outgained them over 100 yards. Now, the Eagles got outgained by 100 yards, too. But we're a good team. And then the Giants had to rub salt in my wound by getting a pick six. Just to add more 7 at the end of the game for no reason. Thanks a lot. Oh, this guy. Sam Howell. 1 touchdown. 3 picks. Not against us, though. Oh, no. He has 3 touchdowns easily each game against us. But good grief. What did the Giants do to him? I don't know. I mean, DeVito had really no one to throw to except for Barkley. Barkley got 4. You know, Barkley was one of the leading receivers with 4 catches, 57 yards. So, but I give it to him. He spread it around. So that was the Commanders. Ooh, disappointment. And the surprise, I'm going to Well, it's a positive and negative surprise all at the same time. Mr. Stroud, the positive, another victory. And 336 yards passing. Surprised he threw three picks. That's amazing. But I guess he had to catch up. I mean, he only had two going into the year. So he threw three picks and still persevered. He showed character. He didn't falter, didn't fold. He stood tall when they needed him at the end. And in his post-game interview, he had to say, hey, ain't about me, man. These guys pulled me through. And that's, you know, what a good quarterback does. Even with Mahomes, he didn't take point to blame at all. The people who dropped the ball. He could have. He put it on himself. A good leader knows when to spread the, you know, spread the praise, absorb the blame. So CJ might have a long career in this league.
All right. Well, my surprise this week. Well, it's not a team, but it's Calvin Ridley's surprise stellar performance. But if you want a team, my surprise was the Giants winning over Washington, because I really thought Washington was going to win. Then my disappointment I have here is that, you know, was the letdown by the Bears against the Lions. I said, to me, it's not surprising that the Lions came back in this contest because they're, you know, a much better team. But if the Lions would have lost, it would have, you know, helped the Eagles being up two games. But, you know, I was more so, you know, upset that they didn't cover, because I would have went 2-0 if they would have covered.
Well, taking some surprise and disappointments, obviously the big surprise is the fact that the Lions actually won that game. The fact that they were down 26-14, that was a stone cold loss. And if it was the old Lions, they would have already submitted. But this Lions team is really good. They came back, surprised me, and congratulations. You know, they're a different breed, you know. Can this last? Who knows? But they're legit. They're a contender. Come from behind. Gotta find a way to do that sometimes. Jared Goff's a veteran quarterback. Give him a lot of credit. So that's my surprise. My disappointment, I can go anywhere, but obviously Seattle blowing that game to the Rams, looking like a team that's falling apart. Geno Smith gets hurt. Now you got Drew Lock, who has no arm talent. Make Zach Wilson look like a 6-time Pro Bowler. I mean, God sakes. Imagine if Drew Lock and Zach Wilson, imagine that matchup. I wouldn't even want to watch that. God sakes. But still, at the end of the day, Seattle is a team that should be – they got swept by the Rams, and the Rams are terrible. The Rams are a 6-loss team, and you got swept by them? Come on now. Get the hell out of here. You're, this team is falling apart, and them making the playoffs – well, right now, the NFC's kind of been a separation situation in the wild card, but that doesn't mean that that won't last. Somebody could get going in that situation. Well, for my dummy of the week, the first one, there's two. The first one is obviously the head coach of the Chargers after the game, blowing it to the Packers. And then he goes on, Dan Staley goes on to trash the media because he thinks he can call a great defense. And he's not a good defensive guy because he obviously thinks his defense was really good. His defense has been terrible this year. They give up the worst QBR. They give up the most QBR to quarterbacks this year, the Chargers. They're just a terrible, terrible defense this year. And this guy having the head coaching job, number one, he should have lost his job after blowing the 27-point lead in the playoffs. But in this league, it is what it is. Maybe Jim Harbaugh becomes the head coach here next year, because it doesn't look like the Chargers are making the playoffs. They're now in last place, and Brandon Staley is going to be shown the door most likely. But I have a surprise one, and it has nothing to do with anybody in the NFL particular. Our good friend and one of our exes, Carissa Thompson. And I'll tell you why. She admitted – on in a pre in an interview, she, when she used to work on the sidelines, she used to be a sideline girl. She made up some of the stuff she brought up in the games. She made up stuff. Why? Why would you make up stuff about stuff during the games? Were you a make-believe storyteller or something? Like, not to bring up personal business. This is the same girl who's been married and divorced twice, and she's not, and she's barely 40 years old. Like, come on now. Well, there's probably more, but still.
Wow. This girl, oh.
she brings the dumb and blind. I'm sorry. She brings the dumb and blind. And I just don't get, why would you make up stories if you can't get it accurately from the head coaches or anybody else or the coordinators? You're just going to just say, oh. Zach Wilson had 6 touchdowns and over 400 yards today. Really? We're supposed to believe that shit? Get the hell out of here, bitch. Sorry. I don't want to be like that. But still, that is great. She is straight dummy of the week. She's the real dummy of the week, along with Brandon Staley, the two dummies of the week.
I hate to pour water on it, but no one cares about the sideline reporter. That's why she can lie.
But it's so stupid.
I never care what they say.
But it's stupid. Why would you bring that up? Why would you actually admit that you make up stories to the public?
Even Aaron Andrews coincided with her a couple years ago. Said she kind of does it too.
Give me a break. That's her BFF. She got her issues too. And she got her issues too. Good Lord.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to our preview. Matt's favorite time of the year. It's Thanksgiving. Now, normally he would take shots at Detroit and Dallas for having games. But unlike in the years past, they're contenders this year. And in fact, all three of the Eagles contenders are playing tomorrow on Thanksgiving. But we have to preview them all and the Black Friday game. So the first game is Detroit and Green Bay. It's a Fox game. Burkhart and Olsen will call it. Obviously, it will be an interesting matchup. All three are division games as well. In fact, all four are division games, divisional battles. So obviously, Packers are coming off a big victory, and so are the Lions, a comeback victory. It should be interesting. None of us picked them in our bets. I almost was going to pick Detroit in our bets, but they almost kind of slide me with the Bears nearly stealing it. But big matchup here to start Thanksgiving on tomorrow. Go to it.
All right. Well, I'm not gonna go crazy about Dallas and Detroit getting games again, even though they're playing against terrible teams and none of these games are good. We're tight on time. And none of these games, like I said, none of these games are good. I'm not going to waste too much time talking about them. Detroit's going to blow out Green Bay. Green Bay, they're not good. They won. Okay. They beat the Chargers. Jordan Love has not been good this year. He's going to have a tough time against Detroit. So Detroit wins. Final score, 36-17.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see Chicago doing anything. I think Detroit will, for the first time in a long time, being 8-2 in the Thanksgiving time, or having more than 7 wins at Thanksgiving is incredible. And so I think they're going to have some fun feasting on the Bears. So I'm going to say it's going to be a good 31-14. I mean, not Bears, the Packers.
You're saying that the Packers are going to win?
No, I said that Detroit will win
31-14. Oh. I'm going to go kind of like along the same lines. My blurb about this game is, although the Packers' defense is all right, however, I think that the Lions are simply just the better team. This year, I have the Lions winning by a final score of 30-20 over the Packers.
I think I know Matt's the big stat guy, but I think Detroit is 3-9 in their last 12 Thanksgiving games, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong. They could be a worse number, but obviously these are two teams. They met earlier in the year, and ironically, both were Thursday games. It was a Thursday night game, and the Packers got blown out. And when you look at this matchup, Green Bay is just what they are. They're a mediocre team. They're not going to the playoffs. Obviously, Detroit, they need to keep up with the Eagles. They could potentially be in position to take the first place in the NFC sooner rather than later if the Eagles get into a rough patch. But Detroit will win this game. Final score, 34-17. All right, now we go to the middle of the game, the entree, as I call it. The appetizer is the first game. The entree is the second game. This is the Nance and Romo game. Tony Romo going back to Dallas. Fun time for him. Gets to celebrate. Gets his family. But obviously, a critical matchup in the NFC East. Which Washington team is going to show up? The one that nearly beat the Eagles twice, or the one that lost to the Giants twice? And they're playing the Cowboys team. Oh, by the way, history could be made in this game. Deron Bland of the Cowboys has 4 pick sixes. No defensive player in NFL history has more than 4 in one season. So he could be on pace to make history. But can Washington at least try to hang with this Cowboys team, or will the Cowboys actually do the deed? Big matchup here afternoon evening trout as you eat your Thanksgiving dinner. Go ahead.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm just going to keep things moving. This is another game. Washington sucks. They just got crushed by the Giants. Dallas, they blow out every bad team they play. Great. Congratulations. The Cowboys fans can go crazy over another blowout victory. So Dallas wins. I'll say
41
to
10. Yeah. Probably right. Dallas loves feasting on sorry teams. That's why they might end the year at the biggest point differential. Who cares? They will not be holding a Lombardi trophy. That's all that matters to me. So have fun with Washington. Beat them 35-10 for like 35-10.
Sorry. Well, I was going to spend some time with this game, but I'll just say that I don't see it being a bounce back performance by the Washington Commanders. Here's a statistic about the Cowboys offense is that they are second in the NFL in points per game at 30.2. So my final score prediction of this game is the Cowboys take it 31-17.
Well, John, you might think it's interesting. The three of us think it's going to be another beatdown. And Deron Bland will make history. He will get another pick six. Hell, I'll even predict he'll make – well, maybe I won't go crazy and get 2, but he'll get another pick six. Sam Howell is such an inconsistent quarterback. He actually leads the league in passing yards, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Passing yards might be cute on paper, but if you're not putting up great numbers, then whatever. And obviously, Dallas is rolling against these bad teams. They're just going to continue to do that and make Tony Romo go jolly joy with his boys as he watches them play. So another big game for Dak. And obviously, we'll see what happens. CeeDee Lamb has been pretty good lately. So Cowboys will sadly pull it off again, 38-13. All right, the so-called close game in our dessert menu of this Thanksgiving trout is San Francisco going to Seattle, going up there, the 49ers, looking like the 49ers again. 2 straight wins, 2 pretty impressive victories. But Seattle's starting to slip. Losers of 2 of their last 3. And Rumor has it that Geno may not be playing the short week. He has an injury. So everybody's favorite quarterback, Drew Lock, will be out there, it looks like, at the moment. But this is the Tirico and Collinsworth, everybody's favorite, Chris Collinsworth. Chris Crying's less, whatever. But a big matchup here in a NFC West tout, as 49ers could put a stamp on this division with another big victory. So go ahead to that.
All right. Well, you know, when you look at the records and maybe it looks like this could be a decent game, but when you actually look at the teams, it's not. It's another bad game. The Niners are like just like the Cowboys. They beat up on bad teams, and Seattle, while they maybe aren't a bad team, they're not a good team. And now you're saying that Drew Lock is starting a quarterback. That makes them a bad team. The Niners are going to blow them out to 37-9.
Ooh.
Wow. I won't be watching any games on Thanksgiving, I'll tell you that.
He'll be watching college.
I might just go to the beach or something. I don't know.
Oh,
lucky.
See,
you.
That's where I wish. That's where I wish I am. Yeah. I was
living in Florida.
Well, I just found out my buddy Vaughn will be in Mexico tomorrow. That guy. Really? Yeah. He'll be out with us tonight, or out. But speaking of San Fran, Seattle, I know it's hard because Seattle had a shot of staying in first place. And guess what? By the Rams does not look good. And then San Fran is feeling good about themselves. A little too good. I want them getting, actually, I almost want them to stay on the, keep winning until they come to Philly and we'll take care of them. So I'm just amazed that they have the same odds as us to win the Super Bowl. It's just crazy. So I will predict this. I still think Seattle can hang. I'm cringing when I say this. So I'm going to say 49ers win 27-24.
What I will say about this matchup, I said, Drew Lock possibly going to start this game this week for the Seahawks. I think there's a good chance he will make some mistakes in this matchup. The 49ers seem to have their groove back, you know, particularly with the offense fully healthy. So I had the 49ers to win only by 24-16. So,
yeah, so you think
this could be a competitive game to a degree. I don't know. I mean, this game is in Seattle, so that obviously gives the Seahawks a little bit of a potential that it will be a close game. But 49ers are the better team. We all agree. Brock Purdy comes off a perfect passer rating, so that just tells you where he's got his mojo back. He's got his players back. Trent Williams, the best left tackle. So basically, it will be close until the half, and then 49ers will pull away and pull this off. So I have the 49ers as well, and the final score, 33-20. I can't believe we got to do another game Black Friday. Black Friday. And that crazy woman, Carissa Thompson, will be on the pregame.
Your friend.
Maybe I shouldn't have called her a bitch, but she did a bitchy thing. She did a bitchy thing by lying like that. But anyway.
Maybe she'll say the Jets are going to win this game.
Yeah, maybe so. But then again, we'll see what happens here. Miami obviously playing a bad team, but Jets are a really good defense. And the rumors going around about Aaron Rodgers, he might be a week or two away from practicing. It's like he wants to come back, but how many more losses do the Jets have to think that he can come back and try to save their season? He's not going to save it, even if he does come back. Like I said, the Jets might be done. Maybe they may, but they may make this a game, though. Who knows? But no more Zach Wilson. He has been officially benched. He's been put on. He's now the third stringer. Tim Boyle will start, whoever the hell he is. Matt, you probably know because you know quarterbacks. So who the hell is this Tim Boyle guy, and what is he going to be about? And do they even have any chance against that explosive offense, at least offensively? Maybe. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, this is another one. I mean, Boyle, I mean, it doesn't matter. Boyle, Zach Wilson, it means nothing who's back there at quarterback. They're all terrible. This they're not going to put up 10 points. I barely know anything about the guy, and it doesn't even matter, man. He sucks. The Dolphins are going to crush him. So, Miami, 38-6. I don't know. Another blowout.
All right. I think that the Jets may show a little something at home. Ugh. And like I said, the quarterback situation, I don't know what to say about that. That's scary. But Miami is not so great away from home. So I'm going to give the Jets a chance to cover. But Miami still wins because the Jets quarterback, I don't know what to say. So 21-14, Miami.
This matchup, I really don't know, you know, who the Jets quarterback is. But I think that, you know, the Miami offense is still a little sluggish. So I think the Jets will try to make it a game, but I just still see that the Dolphins are still going to win this game. They'll win 24-10.
Well, this is one of my picks. Sue me for it. But so I have to at least pick the Jets to cover. So I believe that this will be somehow a tight game because I can trust their defense. And I think their defense will do something. They'll make Tua look tough out here. I know it's rough. It's going to be tough. But I'll give the Jets defense more credit than they should. They'll make this as close to the game as they can. Miami will still win. Don't get me wrong. But I got Miami winning, but I got the Jets covering that 9. So I have Miami winning, and the estimated score, it's the final score, but it's the estimated score, 19-13. All right. Mm-hmm. Before we're done, we all know what it is. Kwame's suicide pool. How did we do? I know I put out a dub, and I did a good job this week.
No, but sad.
How did everybody else do this week?
No, that's so bad. I almost forgot to even talk about it. But here we go, because it's stinking Washington. Golly, I lost my number one spot because I was not going to touch them. I was initially going to go with the Jaguars on a rebound, but no, I decided to see who the Giants are playing. Oh, well, Washington's going to get they're going to get their a rematch against them. They'll get them this time. So, Matt, as you see, you picked the Cowboys this time. Smart. Takes them back to number one, up 124 now. I go down 12. Should only been 5, but them bastards threw a pick 6. So now I'm way back 107. Right behind me now at 103 because he picked the Cowboys. Poor Ken forgot to pick. But he's still above Bob. But Bob's been picking winners. He's been picking winners.
That was my biggest win, I think, to date.
So, yes. No, Miami, your plus 15 was your biggest.
Well, I'm getting there. I mean, not gonna win this. But hey, it's not negative 38 like it once was, or negative 40. So I'm getting there. Learning. Yeah. Getting by, like I said, I'm just getting by, but yeah, you had a rough week picking Washington.
And I got knocked out of my other knockout.
Somebody over Goodfellas. You can't pick a guy from Goodfellas, man. Tommy DeVito, man.
I was in another knockout pool. Yeah, a real knockout pool. Now I'm knocked out for real. So I picked them. Golly.
Yeah, I will say this week, a lot of the teams I would have taken, I've already picked. So I'm making a crazy pick this week. I'm not going to say who, obviously, but pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, all right. So I did get in touch with Ken. I might have to bring up the suicide pool because he's missing out again. Another couple misses. But also, he's picking Minnesota as his manager special. So what's y'all two picks for the week?
My fantasy friendly high scoring matchup. I'm going with the Texans and the Jags.
Okay. My intriguing game. Patriots and Giants. No, I'm just playing. Ugh.
It could be.
If I try to freeze going number one pick. No, it's actually is the Jaguars and Texans. That battle of the AFC South. Can the Jags go out there and get revenge? The Texans already went there and beat them. Texans are hot. Jags coming in as a small favorite. So that's the same as at 1 o'clock is against my Eagles, but that's my intriguing game.
That's a late afternoon game. Eagles and Bills is late afternoon.
Oh, damn. Why did I think it was a 1 o'clock game? That's what I know better. Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. I'll catch it.
Yeah, you have to run home. You have to run home from church for that.
I might not home even, I might not even be going. I need to study.
All right. Well, if that's all we have, that's all we have for this Thanksgiving preview episode, the look back. Join us next week. And join Matt and I on Sunday as we preview the rest of the run. Obviously, the Eagles are in what is in that. We'll obviously preview that. His lock of the week, my game of the week. You know, but obviously, that's all we have for this episode. And everybody have a nice Thanksgiving. And if you're shopping on Friday or this weekend, don't go nuts. You know, respect the lines. It may be long, but hey, it is what it is. Everybody shopping and get ready for that Christmas coming. Will start playing tomorrow night on my end. But as Soul Christmas. So that's all I have for this episode. So y'all have a nice Thanksgiving and take us home.
And if I get rocked for my kids, is that real?
Still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all better bundle up. And I better be a hotter summer. Grab my onion just to rock it down. You hot now. Listen up. Don't you know cops' sole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the king. But without this drug, your kids ain't got no way to eat, huh? We still try to keep my...